Track 6. Let It Be show raises £1,500 for hospice. A charity variety show held in Paignton in memory of loved ones has raised more than £1,500 for Rowcroft Hospice. Let It Be, organised by dance teacher Sadie Jane Beer, took place at the Palace Theatre earlier this month, bringing together performers from across Devon for an evening of music, dance and entertainment. The event featured a packed lineup, including Cooper King, described as the UK's youngest Elvis Presley tribute performer, Tank Sherman, who worked with legendary Cornish comedian Jethro, Dean Winter, Sophie Beresford, Just for Fun, and Dolly Partley. Sadie's own dance troupe, Tap Fever UK, which is based in Newton Abbot, also took to the stage alongside other young dancers from across Devon. The event had a deeply personal meaning for Sadie, who lost both her father and auntie in 2024. Following the event, Sadie thanked everyone who had supported, performed, or attended the show. Thank you so much to all that supported and performed in my charity show, she said. Thank you to all who came to watch. Rowcroft Hospice, our gift to you is to say thank you for your impeccable care.
Devon applauds housing plan reversal. Devon County Council has welcomed the government's decision to drop plans that could have removed affordable housing requirements from developments of between 10 and 49 homes. The proposals had raised concerns amongst housing organisations and rural communities, with fears that they could have led to a significant reduction in the number of affordable homes being built in areas such as Devon. Medium-sized developments are particularly important in rural areas where larger housing schemes are less common. Analysis by the National Housing Federation found that more than half of the affordable homes delivered in the most rural parts of England come from developments of between 10 and 49 properties. The government's decision comes as Devon continues to face significant shortage of affordable and social housing. Housing waiting lists remain high, while many families and individuals are struggling to find homes they can afford in the communities where they live and work. Councillor Cheryl Cottle-Hutkin, Devon County Council Cabinet Member for Rural Affairs, said the decision was particularly important for rural communities. This is the right decision for rural communities, she said. In places like Devon, many affordable homes are delivered through developments of less than 49 properties. She added that demand for affordable housing remained high, with many people struggling to find homes. Protecting affordable housing requirements on these sites will help ensure rural communities remain thriving and sustainable places to live.
Community Trust submits bid to save outdoor pool. Volunteers hoping to take over Tynmouth's popular seafront Lido have confirmed their bid has been submitted to owners Teignbridge Council. Tynmouth Lido Community Trust was formed after the council announced earlier this year it would have to keep the pool closed this summer and sell it on the open market. Following a public outcry, the closure decision was reversed for this season and the pool, as a designated asset of community value, went on the market. Now the trust bid will be considered by councillors later this year. Paul Burgess, chairman of Tynmouth Lido Community Trust, said, "This is an exciting stage in our campaign. We've submitted our bid to Teignbridge District Council to buy the site at a nominal sum and run the Lido as a community trust. We're convinced we can make it work. Our bid outlines how we can make it economically sustainable by increasing opening hours, extending the season, and offering a range of complementary activities and events. Over 100 volunteers have offered to support the team, and we'll be applying for grant funding and sponsorship. This is our chance, given the go-ahead by Teignbridge District Council, to create a lasting legacy for the health, well-being and economy of Tynmouth. And an independent report by experts has said the Lido will provide economic and well-being benefits to the community worth around £7.3 million. And a market research survey by Save the Lido has indicated 99.3% of residents want a community-led organisation operating the Lido. For sales signs went up at the pool earlier in the summer, but community groups had until September to prepare their bid. As the pool is an asset of community value, a six-month moratorium on the sale was put in place to allow community groups time to prepare a bid alongside private and commercial bids. Tynmouth Lido Community Trust has said its robust business plan incorporates an extended season and opening hours and an enhanced programme of community events. Among the supporters of the bid is environment group Friends of the River Teen. It has written to Teignbridge Council to confirm its backing for the community to run the pool. A spokesman explained, "Our monitoring shows that estuary water quality can change rapidly after rainfall, with elevated bacterial levels occurring outside the summer bathing season and occasionally within it. At other times, waves, swell and adverse sea conditions can make open water swimming unsafe, even when water quality is good. The Lido, therefore, complements our beaches by providing a safe, controlled and accessible place to swim when conditions make the sea or estuary unsuitable. As climate change brings more intense rainfall, extreme weather and emerging public health risks, that role is likely to become more important. Securing the Lido's future would be an investment in public health, well-being, resilience and safe access to swimming for generations to come."
Uncertainty over road reopening after problems. The opening of the A382 at Pepperdon Hall Lane remains uncertain, with Devon County Council unsure whether the road will be ready by August the 28th. Engineers have encountered unforeseen and challenging ground conditions, requiring sheet piles and additional stabilisation work, resulting in significant delays. The contractor is working weekends and adjusting its programme to recover time, but concrete retaining structures must reach the required strength before traffic can safely return. As such, the council anticipates the road will be open the following week, likely with temporary traffic lights in place. Meanwhile, Moreton Hampstead Parish Council has asked Devon County Council for immediate clarification over whether the planned A382 closure at Widdendown will still begin on September the 1st.